morning. Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 15th June 1559, William Summer, or Summers, court fool to Henry VIII, Edward VI and Mary I, died in Shoreditch, London. Nothing is known of Summer's early life, but it appears that he started serving as King Henry VIII's fool from around June 1535. Just a month later, he got into trouble with the king. Eustace Chapuis, the imperial ambassador, recorded that Henry VIII was so angry with Summer that he nearly killed him. He, the other day, nearly murdered his own fool, a simple and innocent man, because he happened to speak well in his presence of the Queen and Princess, Catherine of Aragon and Mary, and called the concubine, Ribald, whore, and her daughter, bastard. He has now been banished from the court and has gone to the Grand Esquire, who has sheltered and hidden him. And by the way, the Grand Esquire refers to Sir Nicholas Carew, chief esquire of the king. Fortunately for Summer, he managed to work his way back into the king's favour, and he would often take part in disguisings and also performances with a choir, although it's not known what his role was in this. After Henry VIII's death, he went on to serve King Edward VI and also Mary I. He attended Elizabeth I at her coronation in January 1559, but seems to have retired after that. And he died on the 15th of June and was laid to rest at St Leonard's Church, Shoreditch in London. Historian J.R. Mulrine wonders if the mention in Robert Armin's 1600 work, Fool Upon Fool, of Summer having a tendency to suddenly fall asleep, points to Summer having some kind of condition or illness, perhaps one that was progressive. William Summer can be seen in the Family of Henry VIII painting, which hangs at Hampton Court Palace. Look at the man standing in the archway on the right. The woman shown in the archway on the left is Jane the Fool. So let me tell you a little bit more about Jane. And this is based on an article that I wrote for the Anne Boleyn Files. Jane was what John Southworth, in his book Fools and Jesters at the English Court, refers to as an innocent, innocence, or natural fools. They weren't professional entertainers. They were people with intellectual disabilities or mental illness. Very little is known about Jane. We don't know her full name or where she came from. However, we do have records of her serving Anne Boleyn, Catherine Parr and Mary I when she was princess and queen. From the Queen's Reckoning, the list of debts owed by Anne Boleyn at her death in May 1536, we know that Anne paid for 25 yards of caddis fringe, murrey colour, delivered to Scut, her tailor, for a gown for her grace's woman fool and a green satin cap for her. We know that Jane joined Princess Mary's household after Anne's execution because Mary's privy purse expenses have frequent mentions of Jane the Fool from December 1537. Payments include stabling for her horse and also for hose and shoes for her in December 1537, fabric and gowns for her in 1538, shoes and clothing for her in 1542, and several payments to a barber in 1543 and 1544 for Jane's head to be shaved. Needles for needlework, a payment for laundering her clothes, an item for Jane the Fool for the time of her sickness in July 1543, and cloth for sheets for Jane in September 1543. John Southworth points out that the regular shaving of Jane's head in 1543 and 1544 points to Jane having some kind of bodily ailment at this time. But Susanna Lipscomb writes that fools often had shaven heads and that this may have echoed the tonsure of the religious, although Lipscomb is probably referring only to male fools here. In 1544, Jane joined Catherine Parr's household, which also included Catherine's male fool, Thomas Brown. In October 1544, in a list of payments to Thomas Beck for items for the Privy Chamber, are 3 geese for Jane Fool, 16 pence, hemp seed for the parrots, 16 pence, cream, 4 pence, wool, 6 pence, mending the parrot's perch, 4 pence, 3 gallons of milk, 12 pence, 2 gallons of cream, 8 pence, borrowing of vessel occupied for the Queen at Otford, 6 pence, cream at Leeds, 2 pence, and a hen for Jane Fool, 6 pence. And John Southers surmises that the Queen kept Jane occupied by providing her with a little flock of poultry to look after in a corner of the Privy Garden. There is also mention of 2 gowns and 2 kirtles for Jane, the Queen's Fool, in a warrant to the Great Wardrobe in June 1546. Jane then disappears from the records until Mary I's reign, so perhaps she joined Mary's household when King Henry VIII died and Edward VI became king. There are frequent mentions of Jane in Mary's expenses from 1553 to 1558. And Southworth points out that the number of gowns and accessories ordered for Jane is greater in number than those for any other person bar the Queen herself, and that she's always referred to as Jane our Fool. It appears that Mary doted on her. The payments don't only cover fabric and clothing. Records show that Mary also rewarded 2 women for helping Jane with an eye ailment, one for healing her and one for housing Jane while she recovered. It's not known what happened to Jane after Mary's death, but she doesn't appear in the records in Elizabeth I's reign. Perhaps she joined the household of one of Mary's former attendants, or perhaps she died soon after her mistress. We just don't know. What we do know is that she was well looked after at court for over 2 decades, and I hope that she ended her days being just as well looked after. So there you go, 2 court fools who were well looked after by the people they served. And you may be interested in reading about the All the King's Fools project, which was based on the research of historian Susanna Lipscomb, and which was a performance performed at Hampton Court Palace in 2011. A company of actors with learning difficulties, the Misfits, wrote and performed it with the help of jester and director Pete Cooper of Foolscap Productions. I'll give you a link to find out more about that. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 15th of June 1536, Mary, daughter of Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon, was bullied and threatened by members of her father's council. You can find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.